1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 12. Say amen if you are ready.
Amen.
Bible says, as you come to him, the living stone. You know who we're talking about, right? Amen. There you go. Is that Ann?
Yes.
There you go. I don't know, where's Tommy? Oh, there he is. He's doing something else. All right, here we go. All righty. As you come to him, the living stone, you know what we're talking about, right?
Jesus.
Amen. There we go. Rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, that's us. Turn to somebody and say, you're you. There you go. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
Amen.
Now, to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Lord, we come to you this morning, knowing that you are mighty and awesome, and know that you come near to us, and know that you have plans for our victory, plans for our success. And Lord, we want to line up onto those plans. We want to grab onto those plans this morning. Lord, we want to see great victories come to us in 2017, Lord. Lord, we love to see our victory coming on the clouds.
Amen.
Trumpet blast, sound, and enter into a victory that will never end.
Amen.
Lord, we don't know when you're coming back, but we'll step into that victory this year and every year. We grab onto you and find our fullness in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. Well, there is no barbecue today. They're cooking in the ovens. And shortly, you might sense, as somebody have said, we're already sensing it. Well, I want you to focus on me, because it does smell good. But the reason that there's no barbecue today, because the rain is coming. And we have had some rain already. You know, I heard the drought is over. Northern California, they are opening the floodgates, because there is no more room at the end. The lakes, the rivers, everything are overflowing.
Amen.
Maybe like a week, God just says, there you go. Well, we had some rain in our house this week. And it was, I believe, Friday. They said, you might have 5 inches of rain in the valleys. I don't know what the valleys is around here. 10 inches in the mountains. And I'm thinking, well, I'm pretty close to a valley. So I put my sump pump in, and it sucks out all the water, and Lisa comes running in. Friday afternoon, our back room is flooded. And what would you say? It was a mess? It was a mess. Can I get a witness on that? Yeah, room is flooded. It's a mess. Go back in there, and yes, indeed, my wife was not lying that all my stuff is surrounded by water. Sometimes our lives are surrounded by stuff we don't want around us. Amen? You got this series, Victory, A View of Victory. It is, we are talking about victory in 2017. How many want to win this year? Amen? We've been talking about that. It's been our focus so far in January, and you want to find victory in 2017, you got to live your life leaning on the Lord. Amen? You will avail yourself of His victory.
Amen.
Want to win in 2017? You got to put some effort into growing in God. Because
yes.
The closer you get to Him, the more that you grab onto Him, the more victory that you will find.
Mm-hmm.
You want to win in the Lord, you got to grab on to the cornerstone.
Yes.
Jesus says He's building His church. Peter talks about it. Says living stones coming together to form a holy temple. Now we got some nice new lights up here on the curtains and got a new projector up there. But this is not the temple that Peter's talking about. This, you, as you come together, you are a holy temple. And this holy temple, this royal priesthood that ministers as we come together as living stones, form this holy temple, and in that holy temple, it is a place for sacrifice. It is a place for worship. You enjoy our worship today?
Amen.
It was jumping. I put one of them jumping songs at the end, so this is what we won't sing at the end. And it's a place of service. As you smell that lunch wafting up here, you can think of those that have come to serve. This temple is built as we grab onto the cornerstone. And as we grab onto Jesus, He grabs onto us. And the resources of heaven are poured out into you and into your life. And why would He not? He says, you are part of My royal priesthood. All the resources of heaven are available to you as you grab on to me.
Amen.
Does that sound like a good deal?
Amen.
Does that sound like a plan that you can grab onto?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We become subjects of the kingdom of God. And I, as a subject of the kingdom of God, do whatever Jesus asks me to do. And He takes care of me. That's the deal. In the kingdom of God, there's provision for support and there's provision for care. And that's something that I can grab onto. And when you grab onto God, you grow. And we're going to talk today about growing in God. Amen?
Amen?
All right, praise the Lord. Let's take a look. We got a lot of verses today. Look at somebody and say, there's a lot of verses today. Now, we're going to kind of roll through some of this stuff. You'll see how that worked. And we're going to talk about the kingdom. Kingdom first is a place of advancement. Kingdom is a place of transformation, and the kingdom is a place to plug in. So we're going to take a look in Hebrews, and then we'll spend the rest of our time in the book of Ephesians. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. Got any kids at home? Sometimes it seems like they are just not even trying to understand. Maybe you are a youth here today. One day you will understand what we are talking about. Can I get a witness? Yes. In fact, by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again.
Amen.
See those little dot, dot, dot. We're going to do a little dot, dot, dots today. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. I want to let you know this morning that as the kingdom is a place for advancement, that as you enter into that kingdom and as you grab on to the plan of God, that God has a plan for you. I also want to let you know this morning that if you are going to grab onto God, if you are going to grow, it will take effort. God is not dominoes. He does not deliver. He comes near and says, follow me. It will take effort. God has things for you to grab onto. You have to get a grip. And the writer of Hebrews is talking to this church in Rome. He says, you guys aren't grabbing on anymore. He says, you're not even trying. And I'm wondering this morning, 2016, January of 2017, what are you grabbing onto? Are you focusing and grabbing onto the plan of God? Because in our culture, we got all kinds of things that we can grab onto. Says, you should have been teachers by now. You've been grabbing onto God long enough. Should have all kinds of wisdom. In fact, you should be a source of wisdom. Jesus talks about springs of living water. He says, come to me, and springs of living water will flow from you. And that's what the writer of Hebrews is talking about, saying that these springs should be coming out of you, but you don't have any water flowing out of you. Instead of a spring, you're a sponge. And you need people to come and water you. God has greater expectations for you than that, because the kingdom of God is a place of advancement. Can I get a witness? They had no growth. They had no movement. And our writer here makes a contrast between maturity and immaturity. And that contrast is how you handle good and evil. When you grab on to good, you leave evil behind. When you grab on to God, you're grabbing on to good, and that evil gets behind you. And these guys who should have been teachers, who had been grabbing on to God, were a little fuzzy on the righteousness. They were like little Richard feeding on milk. I really don't know if Richard's still eating milk or not. But you get that infant thing. Man, he goes, you don't know the difference between good and evil and what goes on in your home. You're like a little kid who's living on mother's milk. And the kingdom is a place of advancement. Amen. You're grabbing onto God. You should be growing. Amen? All right. Growing Christians, grab onto the basics. We're continuing on Hebrews chapter 6. This is right after the verses that we read in chapter 5. Therefore, talking about moving on beyond mother's milk, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ. Guess what? If you are going to grow up into a man, you are going to have to master the elementary truths of life. Can I get a witness on that? If you're going to move to maturity, you have to master the things that the immature master. I mean, Richard and Ezekiel are intended to drink milk. They would be all messed up if they didn't drink milk. I don't know if you've noticed, but Ezekiel has a fondness of that vanilla milk. He says, I'm moving beyond mother's milk. I want the vanilla milk that we got around here. And you see him screaming and yelling until he gets that stuff. He says, I'm moving on. And we, as we become mature, should be moving beyond the elementary truths of the gospel, mastering them. And moving on to maturity. Amen. I didn't even get done reading this. All right, here we go. And be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death. About faith in God. Instructions about cleansing rites, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. Amen. You're going to grow in the Lord. You're going to know what this stuff is talking about. Yeah, right. There's six items there. I'm going to hit four for you real easy. The six are repentance, faith, purification, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. You surrender your life to Christ by exercising faith in God. Amen. You repent. That means you grab onto the good and you let go of the evil. Repentance. Can I get a witness on that? By exercising your faith in God and repenting, you line up on eternal life. Eternal life with our Lord. Amen? That eternal life includes resurrection from the dead and being saved from eternal judgment. Now, if you got a grip on that, you got a grip on the basics of the Christian faith. Amen? You have a grip on a foundation that will move you to maturity. Now, he talks about the laying on of hands. And the laying on of hands talks about calling people or approving people for positions of leadership. Paul writes to Timothy, the pastor or the leader of the church in Ephesus. He says, do not be hasty in the laying on of hands. Watch out who you put in charge of your people. And then also in Timothy, he writes about the requirements to be in a position of leadership. Here is a trustworthy saying. Whoever aspires to be an overseer, sometimes you hear the word deacon or a leader in the church, he desires a noble task. Now, an overseer is to be above reproach. That means people think good about you. Amen? You want to have somebody lead the church and everybody thinks bad about them. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you very much. Faithful to his wife. And all the wives said?
Amen.
Temperate, self-control. Temperate means not drinking. Self-control, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him. He must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. Those are the people that you can put in charge in the church. Those are the people that we look to grow up around you and minister and serve you in this church. Juan Carlos, is your wife downstairs already? She is serving. Natty is serving. She is translating. Traducción. On Saturday at 2 o'clock, Yuseli and Natty will both graduate from the Urban Ministry Institute. A little round of applause. George is going. Tommy's going. George, you up here? Tommy, do you know how long they have been going to Toomey to graduate? It's like 2 years, right? Longer than two? 4 years? Juan Carlos, married to Yuseli, he knows. 4 years they have been attending. We have the classes downstairs on Thursdays at 9:30 to about 11:15. God calls you to leadership. In fact, Dana just started her first class this week. Dana Collins, right there. In 4 short years, she will be graduating. The graduation is here at 2. I will be sharing a message. Our leadership team will be preparing a lunch, and you are all invited. And these are people who have studied, put in the effort, grabbed onto the plan of God. We recognize that effort in their lives, and they currently, it's so amazing, Yuseli downstairs serving, and Natty in the library serving. Can't even get them in here to get them to stand up. Amen? Put a hug on them later on because they're doing well. Kingdom is a place of transformation. Kingdom is a place of advancement, and a kingdom is a place of transformation. All right, so now we'll go to the book of Ephesians. If you got your Bible or if you want to click over on your phone or whatever you got, we'll go to Ephesians 2 and then Ephesians 4. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. I know what he's talking about because I indeed was. In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. Amen. Jesus gives you a brand new life. Jesus gave me a brand new life about 25 years ago. I was dead in my transgression. I lived my life surrounded by those who are dead in their transgression. And we were all, Paul says, we were all like that. See, we all start off our journey heading in the wrong direction. We live our lives lined up on the world. The world accurately described by this advertising from Burger King. Have it your way. And that's what Paul says. All you're worried about is having it your way. Doing the things that you want. Worried about your wants and your desires. I want it the way I want it. And the more you get it the way you want it, the further you move from God. Amen. And the closer you move to his wrath. When you grab on to God, you get a new direction. Instead of doing it my way, I do it his way. And as I do it his way, I become his child. To accomplish this transformation, God gives me his Holy Spirit. And then a battle is waged in my soul between the world and the Spirit. Come to the Lord, we got a lot of transforming to do. Amen? Amen. Oh, there she is. See y'all, Sally Leone right there? They'll tell you why. And it's not just because lunch smells so good. God gives you, places the Holy Spirit in you because he loves you. And when we grab onto the Spirit, we begin to leave the world behind. All our family and friends are still around us grabbing onto the world, trying to get all they can, be all that they can be. And as we begin to move away, they don't understand. They don't get it, and they begin to get angry. Peter says, you grab onto God, you'll be surrounded by people who get angry. Amen? Let's keep on going. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. In order that in the coming ages, check it out, he seats us with Christ in the heavenly realms so that in the coming ages, something new and better can happen. Amen? Amen? That he might show the incomparable. What's comparable to the riches of God? Nothing. You can't even imagine how great and glorious the riches of God are. The streets are paved with gold. Starting point. I can't even imagine that. I mean, around here, if our streets were paved with gold and there's potholes, we'd be jumping out. Let us get some. It's just gold, man. It'd be like gold be worth the same amount as pavement. Incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God offers us a change of position. He seats us with Christ in the heavenly realms. We can read and know that Christ indeed ministers in the book of back in the book of Hebrews, that Christ ministers, serves in the heavenly tabernacle, not built by human hands. That he offered sacrifice once for all and sat down at the right hand of the Father in the most holy place in heaven. And the writer of Hebrews says, and Paul tells us, that we can move right into that holy place and be with our Lord. And in fact, God places us spiritually with Jesus. When you accept Christ as your Savior, God does this miracle and places you right next to Jesus. In the heavenly tabernacle. At the right hand of power. And because of that spiritual change, we experience a physical change. Amen. That as we become spiritually transformed, there is a transformation in the choices that we make. And that's what the people around us get angry with. Why are you acting like that? Why don't you want to party anymore? Why don't you want a club anymore? And they begin to get angry because they don't understand. But Jesus is happy. My son, my child, my daughter. Boldly step into the most holy place and are transformed. The more we grab onto God, the more we look to do the things that he would have us to do. Amen. There's a list. God has prepared a list for Mike Hinson, for Aaron Bugs, for every person here that is called a child of God. There is a list prepared for you to accomplish in your life. Amen. Jesus hung on a cross, hung there, and he said, Father, it is finished. My list is done. And when I get to heaven, I want to make sure that my list is done. Back to Friday, flooded back room, water everywhere, ran out in the backyard, didn't even have shoes on, and there was standing water in my grass, and where it floods into my house, it was probably 6 inches deep, and I went to my sump pump, and it was all twisted sideways, and it's got a float on it that when the float goes up, the pump turns on because it says there's water in here. It's buried in a 5 gallon bucket in my grass. And it was all twisted and it couldn't go up. And I fixed it. And then I noticed that there was a kink in the hose. And I straightened out that kink in the hose and I noticed all this dirty water immediately started flowing out of that hose. And I took that hose and I put it over my fence and started running down the hill. And just an hour, that room wasn't dry, but all the water was gone. The floor was wet. And so often, our lives are like that. We are surrounded by trauma and problems and issues. And before we can get to God's list, we got to work our list. That we got to get some of the water out of the way. We got to get some of the sin out of the way. We got to begin to discern good from evil. Can I get a witness on this? See, because when we come to the Lord, we are no good to him. That there's some growth and some transformation that needs to happen in our lives. And it starts feeling good. Can I get a witness on that? But that's not the purpose. The purpose for you to come to Christ is not so that you can get your list worked. He calls you to grab onto him to work his list.
That's right.
That he prepared for you.
Amen.
Can I get a witness on? See, there's people out there going, oh, I got my list done. It's time for me to leave. There's them people that aren't trying anymore. He said, you should know more, but you are not even trying. Why? Because you think, I already got what I need. I am moving on down the road. Because the kingdom is a place to plug in. Can I get a witness on that? Can I get a witness on that, please? Yes. It is a place to plug in. You come to this place all tore up from the floor up when you walk in, limping, dirty, all messed up. The Lord says, okay, I can start with nothing. Amen? Man, he does shepherds, carpenters, man, he don't care what you're. He'll work with you. All right, sorry, let me get back on my notes. I'm just kind of going off here. My back's all messed up. I was thinking, oh, man, this is going to go short message today. But God just healed me this morning. I kid you not, in about 15 minutes, I'm like going, whoa, hey. It's a little stiff still. But I've been messed up since Tuesday. All right, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the evangelists, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers to equip his people. That would be you. For work. We don't even need the service, just for work. Some people think, hey, man, I'm coming to church to rest. Oh, no, no, no. We get rest later. Can I get a witness on that part? That's why he's got streets of gold, man. You don't got to shine it. It just shines on its own. Anybody shining in heaven, right? No more dust, tears, nothing to mess it up. Rest. Worship. Amen. Amen? All right, here we go. Sorry. For works of service, so that the body of Christ, which is you, us, all of us together, the body of Christ, may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. Knowing good from evil, right? Being familiar with teachings about righteousness. Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Come into God's church, come into the kingdom, and God surrounds you with support. Grab onto God and he gives you a place in the church. All the offices in the church set up to prepare you for work. Church is a place to serve, not be served. Church is a place to learn how to serve. And so often people move from that crippled entry point. I got to find me a new church, man, where the bar's a little bit higher, man. I got to do a little bit more growing. Because they want me to start serving around here. I'm going to find me a new place where people are better, and I got to do growing. And they'll find me a better place and a better place. Because I come to church to be served. Mr. Aaron Buds, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Free lunch for Aaron today. You can join him. Everybody gets free lunch today. Bye. Your service is intended to strengthen the church. Your work is list. Your service is intended to strengthen this church. Come into to the church. You're dead in your sins, recently recovered. The church, this church begins to rally around you, raise you up, move you into maturity. And when you become mature, you become part of this team. The picture is a group. This is tough. Listen to this now. Close your eyes. The picture is a group of transformed people who transform people. You get that? A group of transformed people that transform people. Peter says, we are like living stone built into a spiritual house. This maturation is of great personal benefit, but that is not the target. You are called to build the church. Build this church. Work his list. Grab onto him. And you'll grow in God. Amen? Amen. All right. Last thing we're going to talk about Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. I didn't know I had a dot in there. Then we will no longer be infants, drinking milk, tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, and that's a biggie right there, craftiness of people, teaching and cunning. People want to get you off track. Amen. You grow up, you get your feet firmly planted in the Lord, and they're going to have any effect. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him the whole body, you and me, joined together and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part, as you do your work. Amen? It just gets better and better and better and better. Have you found that to be true? I mean, Aaron Bugs, he was a mess when he got here. Man, does that man look good now he comes up here? Tommy Banks. Man, he's a good-looking man. Got that tie. Longer you spend in the body of Christ, the better you look. Amen? You start off a little bit shaky. And you come into church and think everything is good. There's bad people in the church. Crafty men. Cunning men. Trying to think, did something change there? You fixing that there, Danny? Thank you very much. Don't slide that slide. God talking there for a second. Talks about in Second John about men who come into the church, take advantage of weak-willed women. Talks here about teachers, cunning and crafty men, come into the church to take advantage of you for their personal gain. People come in and they think everything is good and fine and dandy in the church, and that is not so. But the more time that you spend here, the more time you dig into His Word, as you grab into the basics of the faith, you begin to identify that craftiness. You come and tell me and we'll just get them people right out. Amen. We got a little wolf patrol around here.
That's right.
Got to get rid of the wolves. Amen?
Amen.
Got sheep, got to be protected. Hallelujah. Crafty people coming in there working their own list. We got to work God's list. Grow in Him. Grab on. Amen. Find that support. All kinds of opportunities for you to grab on. Ladies going to get trained this Saturday up to Covina. Going to get trained to teach our children and to serve them and grow them into maturity. Amen?
Amen?
And in your fullness, begin to find stability. Not going to be tossed about anymore. Aaron talked about, man, I get up in the morning, I hurt so bad. Say, Jesus, get me up. Raise these bones up. I know where my power is. I know where my stability is. And you get stability from the Lord. You plug into this church, and this church gets stability from you, and you get stability from this church. There are people that will come around and rally around you, keep you on your way. Amen?
Amen.
Your growth is all part of the plan of God. Got to grab on and work the list. Amen? Lisa, you want to come up? View of victory. You want to find victory in 2017, grab onto God. You could have a bunch of crud in your life. You could be like my back room, surrounded by muddy water all over the place. And you just wait for it to evaporate. You know, I got my desk. I was working at it this morning, and it's got like a little rug thing under it, and it got wet. And there's a smell coming off that rug. My wife said, you might want to get rid of that rug. But our lives are like that. And you know, the Lord says, grab onto me. I'll move you right beyond that stink that was your life, and I'll move you into fullness. And you'll find fullness in me, fullness in how I created you, fullness in your life.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
But you won't have to leave the stink behind. Because some of us, we are grabbing onto the world. We are grabbing onto all this kind of stuff. And because of that, we're not even trying to move ahead in the kingdom of God. But we got people like Yoseli, who was back downstairs serving. We got people up here, my wife playing. Lori, she's going on the trip. Gail and Ed playing. We got so many workers around here. One of the keys to our church, you become a member. Tell it to you right in there. It's right in the packet. Every member, a minister. Now, you got to be a member to minister, because we don't want just anybody running around with our kids. Can I get a witness on that? Yeah, because there's crafty people, and there's cunning people. And they'll try and get over on you and get you off track. But we've got Wolf Patrol, and we're watching, and we're paying attention. You're here this morning. I hope people are angry with you. Is all the growing that's going on. What are you doing? How come you're so different? How come you're so much better than us? I'm not trying to be better than you. I'm just seeing the difference between good and evil. And I got a witness on that?
Amen.
Lord, we come to you this morning knowing that you are good. Lord, we come to you this morning knowing that much in the world is evil. And Lord, we come to you this morning knowing that we need to know the difference. Lord, we come to you this morning grabbing on to good. Lord, we come to you this morning and we want to grab on to you. And we want to work your list. And we want to be transformed. And we want to grow up in you. I hope and pray that that is you, that that is your desire for this year, that you want to win in the Lord, that you want to clear out the crud of your life and move on to him, move on to his list, grab on tight, and grow up in him. Let's all stand together. The worship team is going to come, and we're going to sing, because there is no one like him, and there's no one like his list. And as we grab onto him, we are transformed in our very existence. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to sing. Don't move. Don't leave. Don't do anything. Let's just sing. You want to pray? Come up here. I'll pray with you. But let's sing.